Monday through Friday, daily devotional. Hi, welcome to the devotional. And today we are going to see something we have overlooked. And that is really, really important. Because if you remember, Jacob and Esau, in the book of Romans chapter 9, Apostle Paul said, Jacob have I loved, but Esau have I hated. Now some say the word hate does not mean hate. And they say hate means loveless. Jacob have I loved, but they say Esau have I loved less. Now, this is called scripture twisting. That means they put their own interpretation into the scripture. The Bible never says that. Just because it doesn't seem to be fair for God to love Jacob and hate Esau, we are not to twist the scriptures. We need to leave it just as the Word of God says. The word hate here is hate. It's not loveless. Loveless is man's interpretation. The fact is, God loved Jacob, and he did not love Esau. He did choose Jacob, but he did not choose Esau. He did bless Jacob, but he never blessed Esau. His mercies followed Jacob all throughout his life, even to the very last, but his mercy never followed Esau. But God had mercy on Jacob. Doctrine of election is very difficult to follow, but it is in the Bible. Romans, you know, I'm just going to read the scripture. That's all. You don't have to. This is not Greek. This is not Hebrew. This is simple English. And it is being written to ordinary people. And if you read Romans chapter 9, verse 11 says, though they were not yet born, had done nothing either good or bad. This is Esau and Jacob. They were not even born, haven't done anything good or bad, in order that God's purpose of election might continue, not because of works, but because of him who calls. She was told, the older will serve the younger. As it is written, Jacob I loved, but Esau I hated. So here, because Jacob was going to be a good man, God loved him? Absolutely no. Because it says here, very clearly, not because of works, because of him who calls. Then a lot of people might say, this is not fair. This is not good justice. Apostle Paul knew what people were going to say. In verse 14, he said, what shall we say then? Is there injustice on God's part? By no means. For so then it depends not on human will or exertion. So a lot of people say it's the will of man that election depends on man's will. The scripture clearly says, so it depends not on human will. Then it goes on to say, but on God who has mercy. So my beloved, if you're a believer, then you're elected. But we are to preach the gospel. God does the saving, as salvation is of God alone. There is no way that we can save on our own. The only thing that we deserve is the wrath of God. That's it. But God chose some to be saved. And if you are saved, what a comfort. But we are to preach the gospel to every creature. And that is our duty. Amen.
Stand up for Jesus. Ye soldiers of the cross. Lift high His royal banner.